from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A senior United Nations official told the Security Council the situation in Gaza might deteriorate in the coming days and called for civilians, especially children, not to be targeted. At least 16 Palestinians were killed and hundreds injured by Israeli security forces confronting one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations in recent years along the Israel-Gaza border. U.S. diplomat Walter Miller spoke before the council.
We are deeply saddened by the loss of life today. We urge those involved to take steps to lower tensions and reduce the risk of new clashes. Bad actors who use protests as a cover to incite violence endanger innocent lives.
The Israeli military accuses militants of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protests. Two members of the U.S.-led coalition in Syria, one American and the other British, were killed in a roadside bomb blast. Five others were wounded. In the meantime, President Trump says the U.S. is on its way out of Syria.
We're going to be coming out of there real soon. Going to get back to our country, where we belong, where we want to be.
The U.S. has more than 2,000 military personnel in Syria, 60 of whom have been killed since the campaign to destroy Islamic State began in 2014. Voters in Sierra Leone are at the polls today for a runoff presidential election after 16 candidates failed to clinch the 55% of votes necessary to win in the first round earlier this month. Voters are casting their ballots for either the ruling party presidential candidate, Samora Camara, or opposition candidate Julius Maada Bio. This is the second time Bio has run for the nation's top office. This is VOA News. The Kremlin has expelled diplomats from several Western countries in retaliation for the collective Western expulsion of Russian diplomats. All this comes in the aftermath of accusations from Britain and more than 25 other nations. The Kremlin approved the poisoning in Britain of the former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. The U.S. is welcoming an upcoming summit between the leaders of North and South Korea ahead of a planned meeting between President Trump and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
President Donald Trump surprised many when he warned he might hold up a free trade agreement with South Korea, which had been successfully renegotiated just the day before, until a deal is made with North Korea on its nuclear program. But Trump still sounded upbeat about his own planned summit with Kim Jong-un.
And we're moving along very nicely with North Korea. We'll see what happens. Certainly the rhetoric has calmed down just a little bit, would you say?
Amid a flurry of diplomatic activity in the region, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the U.S. feels Kim's unexpected trip to China makes a successful Kim-Trump summit even more likely. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Two British members of the Islamic State group believed to have belonged to a cell notorious for beheading hostages in northern Syria said on Friday that their home country's revoking of their citizenship denies them the possibility of a fair trial. The men, along with two other British jihadis, allegedly made up the IS cell nicknamed the Beatles by surviving captives because of their English accents.
I'm here to justify or you know, like, shun every act IS did, you know. You have to understand that just like every member or citizen of Italy is not responsible, as you believe, for everything Italy does.
And that was one of the suspects, Al-Shafi Al-Shike, who was unrepentant about belonging to IS, though both suspects said that they did not agree with everything it did. And they did seem so dismissive of the idea that IS was egregious in its brutality. Catholic churches in Colombia have donated a quarter million communion wafers to congregations in neighboring Venezuela, where a food crisis has led to shortages of the holy bread. Venezuela's food shortages have affected churches' ability to get ingredients to make communion wafers. Venezuela's economic crisis, fueled by a decline in oil production, has led to shortages of many staple food items. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, reporting for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.